means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
You and your guests are ready for the big game, but is your house? Zero Res has your back because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. In October only, get 3 rooms for $129 and get a hallway for free when you mention my name, Mickey. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clemson has been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA!
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Yes.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us. It is Thursday, October the 19th, 2017. It is Out of Bounds. We are live on location at the brand new location of Bennett Equipment and Supply out here off of Highway 123 in Walhalla. Actually, it's in Westminster. I don't know. This whole area to me, I know it's not supposed to be, but this whole area to me is Walhalla. Like, I just call it all Walhalla. Is that bad?
No, not at all.
Like, I don't really know where Westminster begins.
I mean, I don't really know either, you know, because I'm not from here. So this is just kind of Seneca to me. Yeah. If you drive towards Seneca and you get into Seneca, this was what I would call deep in the depths of Seneca. You know, you're not on the fringe. You're not, what's on the fringe over there? Maybe even kind of your Chick-fil-A. It's past that. So keep going down 123.
Keep on going.
The actual address is 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. So if you want to come see us, and you'll see it from 123. You can't miss Bennett Equipment. There's tons you know, tractors and all sorts of stuff out there.
You know what? I felt good. My wardrobe choices were basically, everyone put me on blast yesterday with the wardrobe choice that I made with the jacket. You're wearing my jacket today. So
No. This is my jacket.
You're wearing my jacket.
You didn't stretch it out too much. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. I was very slimy.
But I love this jacket.
I saw some of the pictures from yesterday at the reserve, and I was like, wow.
Do you realize that
I get self-conscious,
yesterday,
but I'm in really good shape.
You sent all the wrong messages to America's youth. You didn't show up prepared, and you left with a free jacket.
I love the free jacket, yeah.
That's the most snowflake, millennial, 2017 thing I've ever heard. And, I mean, obviously, we appreciate the graciousness and the generosity of the basketball staffs to give you a free jacket.
Yeah.
That being said, kids, do not do as we do.
You know,
come prepared.
I think of it more as a, let's call it a willing generosity from people to help someone in
need. Yes, and the generosity was great.
I'm just creating an opportunity for people to show grace. That's what I'm doing.
Not a good example for America's youth. Not a good example.
We are live at Bennett Equipment and Supply. They'll be out until 5 p.m. today. When you roll up into the parking lot, you do see a lot of things going on. They've got tents and booths set up with Takeuchi, Link Belt Excavators, Genie, Skyjack, Steel, JLG. All of them are here with product. And they are willing and able to serve you, to talk to you, to discuss. There are people roaming in the parking lot basically right now. It is a buzz with activity. If you come inside the location, so you got to get past all the, and I'm not saying just breeze past, talk to the people out there, talk to the tents and the tables. But then you come inside the location, inside the store, and there's all kinds of great deals in here, stuff to buy. In fact, I have been perusing. I need to stock up on some of this equipment as a new homeowner. But also, we are sort of in the back. And when you get to our table, we have Orange Tigers for Tata's bracelets for sale. $5 a piece. All the proceeds go to Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation, and looking to combat breast cancer and raise awareness and all that jazz. We have those back here, and you can come see us and say hello, as Ben has done already today. Hanging
out.
Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. We will have Eddie Bennett on in our next segment to talk about just how special this is. This is a brand new location. This is the grand opening for Bennett Equipment and Supply. We've told you for years here at the station about their location in Piedmont. They also have one in Roebuck. You folks at Dorman know where Roebuck is. If you don't know where Dorman is, you probably don't know where Roebuck is, but it's over that way. But this is a brand new location here in Seneca, and the growth and sort of bursting at the seams nature of the business, they've come over into Oconee County, and we could not be happier to be out here today.
It feels brand new in here, does it not?
I mean, it does.
And obviously all the equipment looks, you know, completely brand new and shiny, and I know nothing about any of this, but to me it looks amazing. But this place does look brand new, and just if you're in this business, if you have any sort of ties to this type of business, come on by and see us. You won't regret it. And barbecue lunch being served right now, started at noon, so make sure you come by and get some barbecue.
Yeah.
And I do have an announcement about Tigers for Tatas. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
We're selling our bands. Obviously, we're doing this through October, breast cancer awareness. All the funds go to Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Team Foundation. Our great friends at Priority One Security, who keep us safe every day, locked up tight in the Priority One Security Solution Studios, every single cent we raise for breast cancer awareness, they will match. So basically, if you are coming up here and you're buying a band for $5, you're in a way giving us $10 because Priority One will match every single donation. So every donation you give is worth double thanks to our friends at Priority One. We're super pumped for that. And then that being said, tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. all day, we will be at Toyota of Easley, right off Highway 123. If you're going anywhere between Greenville and Clemson, you will pass by Toyota of Easley. So stop by there. Every single show will be there. We're selling bands. We'll have cornhole. You ready? We'll have cornhole.
I mean, I know what to expect now. I'll come in better mentally.
We'll have cornhole. And we're doing a great deal. Listen closely, people. If you donate just, if you buy just one band, $5, you enter to win a raffle to win a signed national championship football signed by Dabo Swinney himself. So all you got to do is buy one band, $5. You'll enter the raffle. We'll pick the winner. So all that's going on at Toyota of Easley tomorrow, and we can't wait.
Now, there will be someone who just heard, and I know who you are because you whipped around for this reason. You just heard come by Bennett Equipment and Supply, and you win a Dabo Swinney football.
No. That is for
tomorrow.
That
is not what is happening.
Tomorrow.
That is for tomorrow. Today is just the bands, and you get to hang out with us.
Yes.
And also all the vendors outside.
Wall is at Smoke and Pig today as well. From 3 to 7
with
in
bands.
Pendleton with bands.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So basically, I mean, like anywhere you are in the upstate in the next, 24-48 hours, you'll see us.
Would you say that we are, in sort of roundabout way, the barbecue supplier of the upstate today with barbecue lunch here, Bennett Equipment, and barbecue at Smoke and
Pig? I think that's without a doubt 100% true.
Okay.
If you're eating barbecue in the upstate today, you're probably getting it in a roundabout way from us.
As long as we're feeding the community. We can say that to people.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to feed the hungry.
We are.
I want to feed the hungry.
The hungry for sports knowledge.
Right. And we're not getting
any
table
just hungry.
Scraps. Goodness gracious. All right. Yesterday, this show is going to be like, you kidding me? Like, why are we talking? I can't believe we're going to be saying some of the things we are. We're talking about something named Drew Costa on the show today. Like, who is Drew Costa?
What the heck is going on?
Is he like a frat brother of Sanders?
Of course
he is.
Everyone is. Sanders and him are apparently really tight. Sanders was giving us some inside information on him.
I mean, intern Sanders frat bro is kicking on
Which
the football team
worries
on a 10-day contract or whatever.
Because as much as we love intern Sandy, and he's not here to defend himself, it's not like I envision Sandy with a bunch of really athletic bros. Like, when you look at Sandy, he's not exactly the most athletic guy. He's 6'2", maybe 170, right? So
yeah.
I'm just not sure that his friend group are exactly the most athletic guys. Now, a kicker is a kicker. I mean, you're not bringing in defensive ends off the street here.
Right.
But apparently this guy was very solid in high school. He's tried out for the team many times. Or the one time, they didn't bring him on because they brought on Hugel. He tried to try out again. He had a hernia. He was injured, blah, blah, blah. So he's kind of on, he was on Dabo Swinney's short list, and he's been in the back of Dabo Swinney's mind in case they needed some more depth at kicker.
I don't know why it's October 19th and you're talking about kickers coming off the street, but that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. Is this the thing that fixes Clemson's issues, a kicker? I don't know.
Might as well try it, though.
May as well. 10-day contract. Dabo said kick. Man, there's nothing to lose, everything to gain. I mean, people talk about the pressure, but what's the downside? You go back to anatomy class or wherever you were, like, last
right.
week? You go back to wherever you, like, your normal life if it doesn't work? I mean, there's no downside
if this doesn't work. Tell me this, Clark, because we had a great day out at the Reserve yesterday for Brad Bunnell's golf outing.
We need to recap that.
I'm gonna bring us into this with this question. More surprising Clemson news of the day yesterday.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Drew Costa walking on to kick,
yeah.
Senior from Charleston, interested in medical school, or Dante Grantham playing point guard this year.
All right,
I'm
going to go with Costa, and here's why.
Okay.
Because I see Dante Grantham's point guard role as being like the weird lineup to get you to the media timeout.
It's just necessity when Shelton Mitchell is going to need, a few minutes of rest.
Yeah, I don't see that being a, for these 9 minutes of game, we're going to give the ball to Dante Grantham and let him run offense. He's going to, I mean, think about your favorite point forward in the NBA. Think about Carmelo Anthony or Paul George or LeBron James
or
somebody. Ben Simmons is a legitimate point guard.
He's actually a point guard.
But
6'8".
Those guys with that frame and skill set who, if they get a rebound, can just bring the ball up and run a set. That's the kind of stuff you're going to see. You're not going to see, you know, him going like, hey, ball. Like, he's not going to go get the ball from, like, Shelton or Gabe DeVoe or somebody. Like, hey, I'm the point guard. Let me run this. He's just going to sort of have the freedom to do. I think that's sort of my sense of it.
So Dante Grantham won't morph into Rod Hall is what you're talking about.
No. Terrell McIntyre is not going to be taking over all Dante Grantham responsibilities. That's not going to be happening.
Okay, so the more surprising news is Drew Costa walking on.
Yeah, I think so. Well, because you've got two kickers in camp who apparently just aren't getting it done. Or they need to be pushed. I mean, they're not going to do it, they need to be pushed.
And I know some people are going to want to criticize the coaching staff for maybe the lack of depth in the kicking department, but the bottom line is you just never prepare for your starting kicker, your all-ACC starting kicker, to tear his ACL in practice. That is just not something that ever happens. So it's tough for me to critique the coaching staff for not having depth behind Hugel, because there's just no way to prepare for that. It just doesn't happen. So I'm a little easier on the coaching staff in this regard than I think some people are.
This is not a laziness thing. This is a direction of the show thing. I don't want to spend a lot of time looking this up today. However, if someone knows the last time that a team won the national championship, Associated Press, BCS, or CFP, with a backup kicker. Not a backup kicker that started the first game into the last. I'm not talking about that. Just like I wasn't talking about your boy Jake Fromm, who was the starter all week long going to Notre Dame and winning. Like, all the Georgia fans are like, well, Quag, we went to Notre Dame with a backup quarterback. It's not that hard. Now, it's a little bit different when it's the third quarter and your boy goes out, right?
Okay,
then if you have the whole week. I'm talking about in the middle of the season, you have to go with your second kicker, not from August 20th when somebody got hurt,
sure,
but with games played. You go to a second kicker and go on to win the national championship. What's the likelihood? I can't think of one single team where that's the case.
Adding on to that, there cannot ever be a situation where a team's won a national championship by bringing in a kicker straight out of anatomy class to kick. Like, that can't have ever happened.
I mean, Hugel came running from the grocery store.
Yes, but Hugel was not a mid-season addition. You're literally adding a guy during the bye week.
Okay, so what the heck just happened? Why are we talking about this with Grantham at point guard and Drew Costa, student,
it's 2017.
Normal average Joe.
Who the heck knows?
Kicking for the defending champs. There's also Clemson Fight Club. What is Clemson Fight Club? Why is there a fight club going on in the locker room with like 6, 8, 10-second clips? Why is that out there for
it's
people?
It's football. You fight.
And why don't I know who those people are? Like, are they imposters? Did someone build a set and film a fight club and cause controversy?
I think that is the third and most unimportant storyline of what we're talking about.
I'm just saying. Rule number one of Fight Club is don't talk about it, and they already broke it.
Well,
so
I'm
how
pretty
is
sure
this a proper fight club?
The 2017 rule of Fight Club is don't put it on Snapchat.
Yeah, you can't
talk
about it or show it to
club.
People, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. In just about every league in the country, there's another storyline that you go, what? What is happening in college football? What are we doing right now? I also have some numbers that make you go, what? For crunch
numbers.
We're
trying to make sense of the college football season that has been through these first 7 weeks, because some crazy, absolutely unpredictable stuff has happened. So we're going to go through the five major conferences and just kind of take a pulse of each conference.
And just for Ben Milstead, we'll give you a quick rundown of the Group of Five, too. Because Group
Memphis,
of Five
U of H
matters.
Is a big game. Memphis is a big game. Memphis is ranked. Memphis has defeated two ranked teams this year in Navy and UCLA. U of H is a pretty good team. They have a first rounder on there in Ed Oliver. Yes, they just got, you know, destroyed by Tulsa, but that's beside the point. This is a big game. It's a Thursday night. The spread is, where's the spread? 3 points U of H?
That's a
perfect game for you, pick 'em, Ben. Perfect game.
So with every passing week, I try to predict what games you're going to pick. The 10
was
games.
This not on the predictor?
Memphis Houston, top of the list.
There you go. Boom.
It had to be. There weren't like 15 games where you're like, oh, you need to strike this one. There are a couple games that you put on there that I was like, oh, man, I can't believe this is one of the 10, but you put it on there anyway.
And, Quag, I'll be frank. If you don't enjoy a little American conference every now and again, are you proud to be an American? It's the American Conference. You got to love a little Memphis U of H.
I feel like you questioned my patriotism in the first segment.
That's the heartbeat. Come on, Tulsa, Cincinnati. Let's go.
Tulsa, Cincinnati. Yeah, throw out the record books. Everybody stop what you're doing and watch as Tulsa and Cincinnati play in the middle of the third quarter at 12:30 on CBS Sports Network.
USF, Cincinnati, and Tulsa are in the same league. I love it.
Yeah, triangulate that.
I love it.
Goodness gracious. You know what's better than the American Athletic Conference, the AAC? H-A-R-R-Y-S, Harrys.com. It's your shaving leader in America. You want real patriotism? How about saving money on things you do every day? Isn't that patriot? Isn't that America? Isn't that what America was founded on? The freedom to choose, capitalism, the choices that we make, saving money for a better product, bringing life to a dying industry. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the American dream. Bringing life to dying industries. Harry's has done that. You don't need to go ever again to a drugstore to get your shaving products. I can attest to this. Everyone's looking at me like, Quawk, you have a beard. The neck needs a shave. You need a little sculpting. Harry's helps me out with that. Here's what you get with Harry's.com. They're going to give you that starter set for free. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. You get all that for absolutely free. Just cover the shipping costs. And if you go to Harrys.com and use the code OOB, they're going to throw in a little post-shave balm for free. Throw in a little post-shave balm. You got to shave the heads. You got to shave the heads, fellas. I love it. They're saying, I'm telling you, Dave Kobelson can attest to this. Harry's will shave the top of your head. I mean, it's like a baby, right? Just like a
baby.
Guys,
how long does Quawk have till he's going to have to shave the head? What do you think?
I'll just go 5 years, about 5 years.
4 years?
4 years. Oh, there we go. 4 years, 5 years. That's amazing. We'll see if they can price this right, get close to that without going over. Harrys.com. Don't forget that code OOB for the post-shave balm. Hour one continues. We'll talk to Eddie Bennett. We're live for Bennett Equipment and Supply. It's a grand opening here at 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. Come by and see us till 5. They got barbecue, lunch outside, all kinds of great vendors, and we're inside the store. Come hang out with us. Hour one continues in just a moment.
Y'all know what time it is, Clemson football. And wherever they go to catch all the action, from Death Valley to a friend's place, more and more Tiger fans go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Because you can't spell go without O. And now, during Ram Power Days, lease a new 2017 Ram 1500 Quad Cab for just $179 per month. So visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
Lease for $179 a month for 36 months. First payment, tax tag, and $29.99 due at signing. No security deposit required. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
We love fireplace stories, Grandpa.
Did I tell you about the kids who wouldn't go to bed? Their mom came, snatched them up, and hauled them off to Never Never Land.
Grandpa!
These family moments around the fireplace brought to you by Blossman. For your own family moments, pick up a set of gas logs from Blossman at your local Blossman store. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. A free remote control with your purchase of gas logs. See store for details.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
College life doesn't have to be all about books and studying. College life can be the lifestyle you've dreamed about with University Cottages. Student housing built by University Cottages offers amenities that make college life exceptional. Imagine fitness facilities, resort pools, walking trails, dog parks, clubhouses with meeting spaces, and fire pits and barbecues. Luxury student living in Calhoun Creek, Cross Creek, and our newest location, Ingalls Crossing, all close to campus. Great amenities at great rates. Discover universitycottages.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number.
All right, welcome back. Hour one continues. Eddie Benning in a visit with us in a few moments. We are live at Bennett Equipment and Supply, 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. Come out and see us. They'll be here till 5 p.m. Barbecue lunch being served outside. I hear it's very popular right now. This hour, the program is brought to you by First Team Sports. If you ain't first, you're last. Thankfully, Bennett Equipment is first, so they fall into that category. What's going on, Eddie? You doing okay?
Man, what a great day.
I know, right?
It is beautiful outside. We have a really good turnout. A lot of our vendors are here showing off the equipment that we sell and rent. And we have had a lot of our customers, and you guys are here. So what else could you ask for?
Hey, I really don't know, quite honestly. You just put you put a great list together. Eddie's known me since I was really little.
Did
he tell you about that? Really little, like kindergarten,
first grade. And he said he never knew you were going to be on the radio.
Hey, that's okay. That's all right. Believe it or not, I was very photogenic as a kid, and it got worse. It got worse as time went on. And so I developed a face for radio. That's what happened. I'm so glad to be out here. You guys, I mean, I think I used the term bursting at the seams in the first segment. I mean, you guys opening up a third location, that is huge for your business.
It's unbelievable. Really... We were talking about you and your aspirations as a kid. I never dreamed either that we would have grown to this point, but we're in our 18th year and 37 employees now in three different counties. Spartanburg, Greenville, and now Oconee. And, it's just incredible. But we try to do things the right way. Service after the sale. Selling stuff's easy. It's when they have a problem with it, after you sell it, it's how you address it, and that's what we do. We're a service company. So, by the way, Kelly and I made a deal. I know you guys been doing a little promo about her getting on a front-end loader, and I told her, I said, look, if you'll stay off of our equipment, I won't play you one-on-one in basketball.
That's a good trade-off. How about that?
This was all David Copelson. I did not go up to Dave and say, hey, Dave, can I get on a front-end loader? I did not say that. And, that would be a liability issue for them, for Bennett Equipment. Give me the keys, and Lord knows what's going to happen.
Look, you don't know sometimes with Uncle Dave what's going to come out of his mouth. I heard the phrase lifelong dream, and so I just assumed that it was a big passion of yours. Yeah.
Uncle Dave is absurd. Eddie, help me out here, because I will admit, I don't know much about this world. So for some of our listeners who may not know exactly what you guys sell and rent, give us a little bit of that.
Okay, well, we're not an agricultural type dealer of equipment. We're primarily for light commercial construction and up. Not to say that we don't have some items that homeowners mm-hmm. can rent or buy, because we do. We have steel products, we have chainsaws, backpack blowers, trimmers, but our main focus is on the commercial guys with the Takeuchi brand, with the rubber track loaders, compact excavators, and then Link Belt, which, you know, I mean, they have excavators that go up to over 100,000 pounds. So we not only rent and sell everything you see here, all types of equipment, but we service. We will also haul your equipment. We do some refreshing of equipment. You used to say you painted it, but now, you know, it's not the millennial deal. But
that's a good way of putting it. Refreshing. That's right. I like that.
I like refreshing, it. Reconditioning, refurbishing, and we'll paint it too if that's what you want to call it. But we do that in our Spartanburg location. So we do a lot of different things. That's kind of what makes us a little bit unique, and I think that's what's going to be good for Oconee County, because there's no one here like us. I mean, there are a lot of other folks in this county that do maybe one thing that we do or two things that we do. But we do a lot of things, and we try to do them all well. So we're excited to be here. You know, we're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. We're not open on Saturday and Sunday. You know, you have to get to the ball games and church on Sunday.
There
you
go. Football, church, that's right.
That's right. So, but anyway, we're just elated. You know, we had, a great turnout. We appreciate you guys. You guys have been a partner of ours now for, I don't know, going on 7 or 8 years. And it's been really good. A lot of your listeners are, and a lot of your other advertisers are, we work together. So
I'm curious about this. You kind of alluded to it. The decision to come this direction, were you getting a lot of business from over here, or was there a need in the area? What was the impetus behind that?
Well, really both. Some of our long-time clients are from this area. Plus, you know, a lot of things that one thing that a lot of people don't take into account is how close we are to five nice counties over in Georgia, Northeast Georgia. So with that Georgia corridor, and because if you could come here and get something, why would you want to go to Atlanta? You know?
Right.
So, and again, we're, I mean, this is the prettiest county in South Carolina. There's no doubt about it. I'm making all my friends in Greenville and Anderson and Pickens and Spartanburg mad, but, man, Oconee County, it's just awesome. So,
well, I know there's a lot of folks milling around the showroom. You got a ton of people outside. It's lunchtime, so
barbecue.
That's the place people are going.
Okay,
Eddie,
deal.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. And I tell you what, real quick, I'm gonna buy a handful of these.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Wristbands.
Awesome.
And I want to challenge all the other businesses in Oconee County that might be listening. Come down here. You don't have to buy our equipment, but come. Buy some wristbands anyway.
That's
there we
awesome.
Go. We love
Thank
it.
You,
Thanks
Eddie.
So much,
Thanks,
Eddie. We appreciate it. Eddie Bennett, Bennett Equipment and Supply. We appreciate him having us out here and then supporting Tigers for Tatas as well. We'll be doing that for the remainder of October. This hour is brought to you in part by our friends at Zero Res. They use empowered water so there's no residue or odors or toxic chemicals left behind. Your carpets look just like new. You can impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Call 558-7300. That's 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. We told you that our show today was going to be a lot of ridiculous, nonsensical things like Fight Club and random students kicking and what the heck happened in the NBA last night with a couple of teams. Some stats are going to blow you away from football that I'm going to hold off on. By the way, Fletcher Anderson going to join us at 105 today to talk kicking situation and Big Thursday. He's a former walk-on kicker. He understands that sort of dynamic at play there, so we'll talk to him. Brian Edwards is picking winners. He gets with us some information, or send us some information every single week. And as part of the information packet he sent us today, he told us that his record this year against the spread, I did some checking on this, 64%, Brian Edwards.
That guy's unbelievable.
2 out of 3, he's going to give you a winner. He's got 7 picks for you today. I'm excited to hear from him at 2:05.
I need to hear from him and get my picks straight after we talk to him. You get my drift?
Yeah, I do.
And I got to mention this. I don't think Mr. Eddie Bennett really wants us to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because this guy's great and what a great business he has. The man just bought 40 bands, so...
Yikes.
He's putting down the challenge for the rest of the local business here in Oconee County. Come buy some bins. He bought one for each of his employees. He has 37 employees, three extras. Just popped two Ben Franklins here in the fund for Tigers for Tatas, going all to Dabo's All-In Foundation for Breast Cancer Awareness. So shout out to Eddie Bennett. What a great guy.
Stacking Benjamins in the cash box.
That's awesome
there.
We stuff.
Appreciate it. All right. So, by the way, you can get with us on the phones today, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the Northern Communication phone lines. The text line is open, presented by the Health Dare. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you. 986-1566. The text line's open throughout the program today. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter at Qualk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. In addition to this wide-ranging conversation, we will also give you our first thoughts, our initial thoughts, and again, an opportunity to sway me on picks as per usual, because with 4.5 hours remaining, I still have not sent you pick one.
I know.
For this week.
And you're running out of time.
I am hesitant. Yeah, a little bit about some of these games.
It's tough.
That's a good word.
Breaking
it's not
some
exactly
of these
the word
down,
I was looking for, but that's pretty good.
Some were easier than others. Some I was sure of. Others I still haven't even really made my selection yet. But before we go to break, real quick, Quack.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward. I just want to bring it up because we didn't get to talk about it.
We didn't get to talk about it yesterday. By the way, if you want to talk Clemson basketball, we didn't really talk basketball with you yesterday. We did with the coaches. You got thoughts on it. We'd love to hear from you on that as well.
We'll stick mainly football, but if you want to talk about it, please call us. But just we need to address this because we both picked Boston to win the East. And just,
well, regular season, I picked
regular
Boston
season.
To win
you
it,
picked
yeah.
them to you once, picked Cleveland to make the finals.
Yeah.
I had Boston in the finals. I think this really affects the Eastern Conference, not the overall landscape too much, because I think the West is really going to have some of the better teams and Golden State's going to win it. But just, you really couldn't have asked for a worse injury to start the NBA season if you're Adam Silver and all those guys over the NBA. That was brutal. That was almost not suitable for children, what happened on TV. It was terrible.
There are a couple things
on
this.
It wasn't suitable for me. I couldn't watch it.
Real quickly, there are a couple things. And first of all, Gordon Hayward, as a high-profile signee in the offseason, to be injured in the first quarter of the year is just it's just devastating for him. He had a lot of expectations assigned to him. Boston, the Celtics, had a lot of expectations assigned to them as well. So from that standpoint, it is a big kick to the gut. Like, they're going to need some time to get over this. I would say if the rest of the team were intact from last year, this was still the one seed last year. Like, this was still the best team in the Eastern Conference.
But when
in the
you get rid of Crowder
season.
And Bradley and all those guys, it messes it up.
Those were DNA guys last year. One of the bad things that happened when you acquired Kyrie Irving, of course, you get a transcendent player, but you lose some of those middle of the pack guys, the role players like a Crowder. You traded away Avery Bradley, like you said. I mean, those are not replaceable parts. There are four Jay Crowders, but with his mentality, I'm not sure they had one. Jaylen Brown is not Jay Crowder. There are a couple of other guys on that roster that could probably fill that role statistically that don't do what it is that he did from a DNA, from a character, from a personality perspective. That's the part that they're missing. And so now you've got Hayward, you've got Irving, you've got this offensive dynamic with this team that if it wasn't Isaiah Thomas, it wasn't happening last year for a lot of it. Now it's going to be pretty much the same. If it ain't Kyrie, it ain't anybody. It's defense. And I don't know that they have as good a defensive piece as they did a year ago. So, you know, I don't think just you lose Gordon Hayward, you're done. I don't think that's the case. But I do think with this particular roster that they are going to have to figure out a new way, a new identity going forward with that gruesome injury. And that's going to take some time, because not only are you going to have to deal with that from a makeup and locker room standpoint, but you also have to deal with that from just an emotional standpoint. Like, that's your teammate that went down in a gruesome, horrific way. Now, I've got to go play my hardest, knowing that. That's tough to do for a little while.
I don't know how. I've never been in a game where something that gruesome has happened. I mean, I've been in games where, you know, girls tear their ACL or whatnot, but not that. I don't know how you keep playing. I mean, I know you have to. It's your job, and they did, and they did a great job of it. But just to visibly be, 5 feet from literally Gordon Hayward's ankle, turning at a 90-degree angle and be hanging off of his leg.
Yeah.
How do you keep – it was brutal. And I felt for, of course, Gordon Hayward, but the rest of those guys. Like, how do you just keep going after that? It was – those are freak injuries. They happen once in a blue moon, the Kevin Ware, the Paul George, Gordon Hayward. But I mean, they still do happen, and it was just that is a main storyline from the NBA that you can't ignore right now.
No, and Hayward's one of my favorites.
I know.
He's one of my favorite
I really
players.
Wanted to see him grow into that superstar in a big market level. And the other part of this, too, is Paul George came back, and he's pretty much himself, but there's always that fear that he's never going to be himself again.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We're live from Bennett Equipment and Supply. Come on, see us 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. We'll be out here till 3. They'll be out here till 5. Come out, get some barbecue lunch. All the vendors out, Takeuchi, Link Belt Excavators, Genie, Skyjack, Steel, JLG. They're all here with tents and tables set up outside. They would love to talk to you. They'd love to serve you and answer your questions. And then there's a whole bunch of people, a slew of people have just come inside, maybe to beat the oppressive sun. I'm not 100% sure, but it's certainly, I would say, we're down the list of that. But they're getting a good show while they're in here. We'll say that. But they've got all kinds of little knickknacks, some bigger equipment in here. So come by and hang out with us until 3 o'clock today. Short break. Hour one continues. Don't forget Fletcher Anderson coming with Big Thursday at 105 as well. More to come after this.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at CustomCollisionInc.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Wayne's Overhead Door has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. And they care deeply for this community. During the month of October, for every garage door service scheduled, Wayne's Overhead Door will donate money to Tigers for Tatas and the All In Foundation. Call to schedule your service today at 226-9096 and mention WCCP, raising money for Tigers for Tatas, Wayne's Overhead Door.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to play in its annual fall golf tournament, October 24th, presented by Clemson Downs. It'll be at Boscobel Golf Club with a captain's choice format with teams of four and a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Participate in a raffle drawing, poker challenge, and award ceremony. Proceeds will benefit two local charities, The Parenting Place and Upstate SPCA. Registration is required. Call the Clemson Area Chamber at 864-654-1200.
Are you looking to trade in and trade up your old bat and glove? Well, come into First Team Sports now to trade in your used bat or glove in any condition and receive 10% off your new bat or glove, limit one per customer. And the old bats and gloves will be donated to missions in Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic to benefit those children in need. Be a part of the relief with First Team Sports. Visit today at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Are you in need of great talent for your business but short on time?
You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools like ZipRecruiter, where you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. And then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting so you receive the best possible matches. And that's why ZipRecruiter is different. You know, unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. So it's no wonder that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. It's the smartest way to hire, and you can find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Try it for free, listeners of our show, at ZipRecruiter.com/Qwalk. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Qwalk.
Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson on Highway 123 gets your vehicle clean and dry in about 3 minutes. Tiger Express Car Wash is an extreme, high-sensory car wash experience with a jungle theme that kids love. Tiger Express offers monthly packages and a 24-hour rain guarantee. Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson always has free vacuums and microfiber towels for your convenience. Visit Tiger Express Car Wash on the web or like us on Facebook. Tiger Express, next to the Pizza Hut in Clemson.
Sports on the quirky side. It's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
So I'm asleep.
All right, welcome back. Hour one continues live from Bennett Equipment and Supply, the brand new location. It is their grand opening here. They've got a great showcase out front with all kinds of vendors available to answer questions and talk to you, sell you some products today. If you need to rent it from Bennett. Bennett Equipment and Supply, they sponsor our Hater Hotline. You can get in on the Hater Hotline, 986-6049. That's 986-6049. If we get enough submissions, good ones, not the little mamby-pamby, whatever, whoever decides to pick up the phone and call, if it's elite, we put it on the air. That's how that works.
In other words, Bennett
Equipment is not going to put their name on something
without
that's,
a doubt.
You know, kind of frou-frou.
Candy.
Nothing.
Patty. Reverend Gamecock, Thirsty. I'm talking to you guys. Y'all are our elite people. Let's get some calls in.
I want to hear
from Patty has something
champ.
To say this week. I'm sure Patty has something to say.
I want to hear from People's Champ because
Georgia fans,
thinks that they're the best team in the NFL this year.
Georgia
and
fans
that they
have
invented
come
football
out.
Now.
They're
and
here.
That their way is so much better. So I want to hear from some Georgia fans talking smack on the Hater Hotline because all they do right now is they tweet at you angrily. They don't have like
specifically at me. They do.
They don't really have thoughts of their own right now. They don't really have thoughts of their own. They legitimately the only thing that Georgia fans are doing right now is when they wake up in the morning they stare at that picture of the strength of record thing because that's all they send me on Twitter now is somebody else's strength of record. They don't have any thoughts about their own team like any original thoughts. So I want to hear from Georgia fans that have original thoughts on the Hater Hotline 986-6049.
Yeah, or today if you want
or
to call
today.
Us.
Yeah, if you want to call us today, feel free.
Let's talk about college football.
Let's do it.
Here.
Let's do it. We've got some what the heck's going on type things in the offing for the first half of the season, which this is essentially the halfway point. It's a good time for Clemson to have a bye week because we are about to hit that stretch run in very short order. And there are some things that are true right now that just don't make very much sense.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in the Atlantic Division, there are a couple things. First of all, let me start with you, Kelly. What are some of the things that you find interesting, some storylines that we have in the Atlantic Division or the Coastal Division in the Atlantic Coast Conference that are particularly surprising or that stand out to you?
Well, I think one of the most surprising, absolutely, unpredictable storylines so far for me has been the Wahoos of Virginia. I think that has been a surprising storyline. They've only played two ACC games, so yes, they are 5-1, but they're 2-0 in league. They haven't played three ACC games like Miami has or Georgia Tech or Duke, who's played four in that division. So I think that's surprising in the Coastal. And then obviously NC State, but to me, it's a little less surprising because we all thought NC State was going to be good. We thought NC State was going to challenge for that division. We didn't necessarily think that it was going to be NC State and Clemson. A lot of people thought it might be Florida State, Clemson, NC State, that kind of thing. So Florida State's been a surprise. But I think it's got to be NC State.
I have to say, I did not think NC State would challenge for the division.
Not even like be in the hunt, be in the conversation?
I thought that at this moment right now that
they
would
probably... I think we both had
probably,
them fourth in the division.
Yeah, I thought that they would probably be 6-1 right now.
They are 6-1.
I just thought one of those losses would be in league. I figured they lose at Notre Dame, they lose to Clemson, and then they drop some other game somewhere.
Which they very well still could.
Right. Maybe a two. I had them at 7-5. I think I had them losing at Florida State, which obviously the injury to DeAndre Francois changed the calculus on that. Until we get to the end of the road, it's kind of like Georgia. Until we get to the end of the road, I'm not going to buy it because too much feels similar to years past. NC State, Louisville's terrible. I'm all for, people keep asking us about it, I'm all for people just kind of, I would say somewhat discounting the Louisville win for Clemson and taking it out of that elite category.
Sure.
They were ranked at the time. This is not going to be a ranked team at the end. This is barely going to be a bowl team at the end of the year, I think, with Louisville. This team is awful.
That might be the most surprising thing.
That's the most surprising thing, that they're that bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're dead last in the Atlantic Division right now. 4-3 overall, 1-3 in league. I mean, good gosh, Louisville. They're 0-2 against ranked opponents. They're only 2-2 at home. That's terrible. So I kind of digress on that a little bit. I think Louisville, when you really look at the ACC, has to be the most surprising thing because a lot of people had them third in that division. Some had them second. I don't think many picked Louisville to win the Atlantic, but they had them in those top three. And right now, your top three in the Atlantic division are NC State, Clemson, and Syracuse.
That's a little surprising to me.
And your top three in the Coastal are Miami, Virginia, and Georgia Tech.
That's the kind of stuff you get at the halfway mark
right,
of seasons.
Right.
How will this look at the end? Like, what's the chance that NC State has staying power here?
I think where the standings are right now, the fact that Miami's first in the Coastal, that could very well look that way at the end. That okay. I could buy into. You know, Kwok, I understand where we work, and I very much do, and I'm not one at all to jump off a cliff after the one loss to Syracuse, but will I be shocked if NC State wins this division? No, I won't. Because when you look at the showdown that's coming on November 4th in Raleigh, it's in Raleigh.
Yeah.
If Clemson was hosting NC State, I'd feel a little differently. But because that game's in Raleigh, in the way that Clemson looked against Syracuse and the way NC State has looked against Louisville and against Florida State and has handled their business and how NC State looked against Syracuse, frankly, with a common opponent, I would not be shocked, sitting here absolutely flabbergasted, if NC State finds a way to win the Atlantic.
According to FPI, this game against Notre Dame next week, which Notre Dame's going to be coming off that USC game, a
right.
big one coming up this week. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. They go back home for NC State. NC State with that game and the Clemson game, that's their season, and then they'll go to the... If for some reason NC State loses those two, are they not on upset alert at BC the next week? Are they not... If their season is done, can they rally the troops and finish 9-3 winning those last three games?
Well, and here's the thing with NC State, and I love to harp on this because I don't really believe that a team can do it until I've seen it under that coaching staff and under that regime. And that's why you can never, even with the loss of Syracuse, Clemson is so very much in this hunt because you've seen them win this division under Dabo Swinney and even come back after losses. You haven't seen that from NC State. That's why... To pick NC State right now to win the division, I think would be a little crazy because they just haven't done it under Dave Doran. And the way the NC State that we all know and love is going to lose to Notre Dame, lose to Clemson, beat BC, beat Wake, and then lose to UNC. Like, that's what they're going to do, lose to a terrible North Carolina team. So, confidence level, I mean, you got to still say Clemson has a very, very good chance because you've seen what this team does. But when you're just looking at this season in a nutshell, this season by itself, that game is in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And to me, that counts for something.
I mean, from my perspective, Virginia Tech is still a bit of a wild card because they've played all their non-conference games already. They have none left. And there's six league games. They're going to be favored probably in five of them, I would think. Let's see. What does the FBI say about this? I need to look at this. They have two games that they're projected to lose at Miami and at Georgia Tech. That Georgia Tech is probably a coin flip. If they go 4-2, that could still be a 9-3 team. Again, with all three of the losses being in league. But 5-3, 6-2, does that still feel like the Coastal Division champion is going to have that record? Or is Miami going to come out with something better than that? Is Miami going to end up being a little bit above that mark? Is Virginia going to hang around Georgia Tech at 2-1? Are they going to, you know, go 4-1 the rest of the way? Yeah, 4-1 the rest of the way. Or are they going to falter a bit? I mean, I don't know that anybody has a great feel for what the Coastal Division is right now.
We never do. We never, ever do with the Coastal. And for me, Miami is the favorite right now, without a doubt. And that's who I think I did pick Miami at the beginning of the year. Did you pick Miami?
I picked Miami.
Yeah,
I did.
It was just kind of that year where you're not sure, so you pick Miami because you assume they maybe have a little more talent than the other Coastal teams. When you look at their schedule, I think they could very well finish this out with maybe one loss. The two games that worry me for them are Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, that they both get at home. Think of these opponents they have left. They get Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, and UVA all at home. Yes, in consecutive weeks, but their road games at UNC and at Pitt don't scare me. If they had to go to Virginia Tech or to Notre Dame, I'd be a little more worried for Miami, but I like for the U that they get those games at home.
All right, we got about 90 seconds left before we hit our top of the hour break. Fletcher Anderson coming in the next segment. Aaron wants to talk a little Georgia with us on the program. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah, doing good. I just, you know, of course, been hearing y'all talk the past few days about Georgia, you know, and just you got some of the guys calling in and just, you know, and like you say, some people are trying to get high and mighty about stuff, but the thing about it is I'm not saying that we're going to, you know, lose two or three games, but at the same time, it's like Kirby Smart said at the end of the Missouri game. He said, you're only 1 week away from, you know, from humility, from losing a game. You know, I know y'all know more well than anybody that it can happen, and even in a place that you shouldn't lose. And I know that Georgia is famous for that, and more often than, you know, we might like for it to happen. So, you know, I mean, you guys take a step back and say, you know, got to take it one game at a time. Got Florida coming up in a couple weeks. A week and a half, and, you know, I mean, you know, we still really got a few tough games left, got Tech and Auburn, and you don't know what's going to happen in those games. They're usually pretty tough, so, you know, I feel like Georgia's going to go, you know, 11-1 or maybe 12-0. I don't, you know, I hate to say that because, you know, I don't want to sound like, but this the strength of schedule right now for the end of the year, to me, is not really super tough, but, you know, that's my thought on that. And, you know, as far as Alabama goes, I've got some Alabama friends that are starting to get a little worried about Georgia. But at the same time, that would still be a tough matchup and probably a really good game to watch for the SEC championship and to see what goes on from there, you know.
I hear you, Aaron. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Aaron with good stuff there on Georgia. Hey, here's my thing on Georgia. I know I can obloviate a bit on Georgia. I can kind of go over. I can go over the top, go above and beyond about Georgia. Here's the thing. Win a game passing it. Win a game when you can't just line up and physically mash and overwhelm an opponent. And then we'll talk about being a national contender.
And that might not be till the SEC championship, frankly.
Hour one is done. Hour two, live for Bennett Equipment and Supply in Westminster after this.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Y'all know what time it is, Clemson football. And wherever they go to catch all the action, from Death Valley to a friend's place, more and more Tiger fans go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Because you can't spell go without O. And now, during Ram Power Days, lease a new 2017 Ram 1500 Quad Cab for just $179 per month. So visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
Lease for $179 a month for 36 months. First payment, tax, tag, and $29.99 due at signing. No security deposit required. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, Call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
We do the impossible every day. We pursue our mission with excellence and integrity to become leaders and warriors. Our differences make us stronger. Our values make us one. We're the United States Air Force and want to speak with you about a career that makes a difference. We offer great benefits like the GI Bill, free housing, and money for food on top of base pay. We're looking for special ops for those who want mental and physical challenges. Fly high with the United States Air Force.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Number two, Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live at Bennett Equipment and Supply, the new location. It's a grand opening, 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. Come on, see us. We've got Tigers for Tatas bracelets available inside. There are vendors outside from Steel, Skyjack, Genie, JLG, Takeuchi, Link Belt, Excavators, and much more out there. A lot of folks here. And barbecue.
This
really good barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Is delicious. Now, while we'll be at Smokin' Pig later, and Smokin' Pig is the elite of the elite, right? This barbecue, though, I'm not quite sure where it's from. It is so good. So come grab some barbecue for lunch here at Bennett Equipment and Supply in Seneca, and then grab some for dinner with Walt at Smokin' Pig in Pendleton.
We'll continue to go through the world of college football and looking at some of the things that are true and maybe things that are true that we didn't think would be true.
Yep.
Kind of the unexpected from the first half of the college football season. Also, we'll take a look at some of the You Pick'em games. I had 7 of the same games you did. There are 3 different ones.
Really?
There's one game that I'm
intrigued.
There's one game that you put on there that I'm not even sure. Like, it's the most boring game that we've had.
Wow, thank you.
In the whole,
thank
like,
so
in
much.
2 months of doing this.
I worked
just
very
the most
hard, but
game.
It's fine.
Yeah. The,
really appreciate
so
that.
We'll out you for that.
Everyone thinks they can do your job.
Right, right. We so appreciate your efforts, but that is
Monday
a
morning,
game.
You pick 'em, people.
Right.
Monday morning, pickers.
Pick 'em. What is it?
I kind of you know.
You pick 'em, deciders.
On a much smaller scale, I have tasted a little of what Dabo goes through.
The Monday morning.
You have the Monday morning quarterbacks. You have the social media coaches, the Twitter coaches. I get that sometimes in my You Pick 'em picks. So we're pretty much the same.
If there weren't guessers, there couldn't be second guessers, Kelly. So thank you for being the guesser. This hour is brought to you by Locomar and Clemson. Go by and see them. They have the best gas you can put in your vehicle, that Marathon gas. It makes your vehicle, if it's bigger, if it's a masculine vehicle like many of the vehicles here in the parking lot of Bennett Equipment, it'll make it roar like a tiger. Or if you have a car like mine, more of an economy sedan, it'll make it purr like a kitten. I had to wear flannel to make up for my less masculine approach today.
What about purr like a tiger cub?
It could be like a half cub.
A half cub.
Shall we say? Anyway, they've got that. They've got great, great, great staff in there. The best staff in the business. They put the convenience back in the convenience store. They've got a huge selection of food and drinks. They're open late. They got craft beer in there if that's your thing. Go by and see them across from Bojangles on Highway 93 right off of 123 in Clemson. Marathon Fuel and the American Spirit at Locomart. It is time now via phone for Big Thursday with our friend Fletcher Anderson from Nationwide Insurance in Central and the 63rd Point, a former kicker with his thoughts on the kicking situation. And Fletcher joins us right now. What's up, Fletcher?
Hey, Quark. How you doing, man?
And we're doing great. Before we get to the before we get to the broader picture of being a walk-on kicker and all that, what is your major takeaway from last week's game against Syracuse? How have you sort of digested what happened this week?
Do you remember what I said last week about our offense? If Kelly Bryant was not a credible threat to run, and defenses knew that, and how that would possibly bring, you know, put the brakes on every, I think I said the run game in particular.
Yeah.
And then once the run game, once they knew that was shut down, then they were able to slow down the pass game. I thought Kelly Bryant threw the ball extremely well the first quarter, even though he had a bum ankle. But as the run got easier to defend, it seemed like the pass became easier to defend too. But I still think a healthy Kelly Bryant, this team can make it to the playoff. And I rolled my ankle in high school pretty bad one time. I was running track my junior year, and I was a long jumper, and I went over to try triple jump. And nobody told me, I mean, I didn't ask, but nobody told me that you weren't supposed to run full speed when you try a triple jump. So I go barreling down there just like you would on a long jump, you know, jump as far as I can, come right down on my ankle, and I mean, like, it hurt. I mean, it was terrible, but it took several weeks to heal. And even after that, like literally 6 months later, I could still tweak it. And so the health of that ankle for Kelly Bryant, I don't know how bad it was, but I know when you're 20 years old, it heals up a lot faster than when you're 35 like I am now. But if that can get healthy, I think everything's still ahead of us. If it's not, you know, then younger guys are going to get some development, I would say. But I'm not that upset about it, to be honest with you. I mean, the committee's going to forgive us for that loss if we went out. Everything's still in front of us. I said a few weeks back, you remember when Hugo's ACL was torn and everybody's calling in saying, well, Hugo wasn't that great anyways, and we haven't really needed many game-winning kicks, and we'll be able to get past this. But I was saying, remember, Hugo won this job as a walk-on, which means he had to be a lot better than Alex Spence at the time. Now, Alex Spence may have closed that gap over 2 years, but at the time, Hugo was a lot better than Alex. And so I said, if we don't need Alex to kick a game winner, we'll be fine, but most likely at some point in the season, you're going to need a field goal or two to be the difference in the game. And Alex has a lot of talent, but he'd never done that in college. And so the first time you do it, it's a different animal. And so, you know, I'm just hoping he can learn from it. I think he just gets a little excited, and his plant foot gets a little too close to the ball, which makes him hit it kind of on the outside of the ball, which kind of creates that awkward, you know, kind of left shank thing going on. And if he'll just settle down, you know, and do what he's capable of, he'll be fine. But it's, Quag, a lot of people don't realize this. The hardest level of football to kick as a place kicker is the college level.
Yes.
Most people don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that David Treadwell kicked off wider upright and kicked off a block. And all that changed when Chris Gardocki was here, and they narrowed the upright. All of a sudden you had to kick off the ground, just like they do in the pros, which is much more difficult. And the best description I can give you, you've played golf before, right?
Yes.
Have you ever hit driver off a tee?
Yes.
Have you ever hit driver off the deck?
I'm sad to say yes.
You can do it. I mean, there are guys that do it, guys in the pros. It requires basically perfect contact, and the ball will sail just like you want it to, basically. And that's what it's like kicking off the ground. Not only that, in the NFL, the hashes are on the goalpost, so the angles are not near as steep. And so in college, you've got wider hash marks, narrower goalposts, and you're kicking off the ground, which prior to like 1990, they didn't do that. So you got to realize this is the toughest level of football to be a kicker. And when you don't have, you know, that big game experience, it's tough. I mean, your adrenaline gets going, and your adrenaline really works against you because you don't want to get too excited. You'll lunge at the ball, and your plant foot will be too close. It's just like in golf, just like in golf. You know, those guys try to regulate their heartbeats by taking longer, deeper breaths when they're on the last few holes of a major, because adrenaline and excitement does not help you when you're trying to win the end of a golf tournament. Same thing with kicking.
Fletcher, so let's clarify something real quick. You do not have any eligibility remaining.
You know, every year, it's like every year we miss a kick or two in one game, and then I get
someone asks you that
for like the next week, nonstop. And I resent it, I think, because to a degree I wish I did, because I wish I could get in there and show people what I could have done.
Visiting with Fletcher Anderson from Nationwide Insurance in Central, former Clemson kicker. All right, let's talk Drew Costa for a second. He's coming in basically off the street, coming in as a student, and now Dabo said he's like a 10-day contract in the NBA, kick by kick. I mean, there's no pressure, but there is pressure, right, when you put somebody in that type of situation. What's your read on going forward, what Clemson has in front of it at kicker?
I don't know about Costa. I heard there's some YouTube videos of him kicking a line, and that's great, but if he's kicking off a 2-inch block, like I said, you can kick off a 2-inch block, you can kick a football about halfway up your calf, and you'll still make it from like 30, 35 yards. I mean, you can have terrible form. You can kick with your ankle, you can make it 45. You can miss, I mean, have terrible contact. Off the ground, it has to be perfect. And your technique and your form has to be borderline perfect. So whatever he did in high school is tremendous, and he ought to be, and he deserve all that credit for it. But let me tell you, I grew up going to Clemson games, idolizing David Treadwell, Nelson Welch, Chris Gardocki, Jeff Suave, Matt Padgett, all those guys. And when I got to Clemson and I was actually out there wearing the paw, it took me like a year just for my nerves to settle down. And maybe it was because I idolized it so much. It was harder for me than it was for a guy, you know, who came here and never grew up a Clemson fan. But it was a lot. And so the practice field will obviously be a good little, you know, testing for this guy, but it's a different animal, and he might just be a baller and he can go out there and he's got it, but it's not likely that that's going to happen. He might be, but it's not likely.
All right, let's go to the Gamecocks for just a little bit here on a big Thursday. The Gamecocks win at Tennessee, needing a goal line stand against a team that basically, in all intents and purposes, gave up on the season. Everyone wants a coach fired. They root for the team, but they're not bad. They're not sad that Butch Jones on the hot seat. What's your read on the Gamecocks right now? Do you feel good? I know you feel good about any win, but do you feel good heading into the bye week?
I think if you close your eyes and don't consider, you know, everything going on. I mean, South Carolina's 5-2, and 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was like, you know, by game 7 or 8, not only are they talking about Roper's job, they might start talking about Muschamp's job, and they're 5-2 right now. And 3 or 4 weeks ago, that didn't seem very possible. And they still don't have Deebo Samuel playing, and they still don't have Bryson Al Williams, and now they've lost Rico Dowdle. So I don't care how you spin it. They're 5-2, and if I'm a South Carolina fan, I'm feeling pretty good about that right now. And they got a good chance to win another 3 or 4 games. You know, who knows? I don't know if Florida can score. I think South Carolina's defense is a little bit underrated. They're not perfect, but they're getting better. And like I've said the last few weeks, the most important thing is Will Muschamp, even when they were really down after that Kentucky loss, he has them playing with great effort and great intensity. And if they can continue to improve, they'll be okay. Now, I'm starting to think that Jake Bentley is possibly, dare I say it, that Jake Bentley really is when it comes down to it, he's a game manager. I think we all thought maybe he was going to be kind of this elite guy. I'm starting to think he's a good game manager. What do you think?
You know what? I would tend to agree with that. And now some of that is with the caveat that he's not operating with Deebo Samuel.
Right.
Now, it's not fair to compare, Clemson with Mike Williams, because we know that the recruiting at that wide receiver position had been substantially better there for Clemson leading up to that point than for South Carolina. But I would think for most teams in that 7-5, 6-6 type range, if you take the best receiver off the roster, off the field, that the quarterback looks more like a game manager. But I see what you're saying about Bentley. I said, last year he was putting up numbers against defenses that weren't very good. I mean, he was better last year than Jake Fromm, who apparently is a Heisman front runner. If you listen to the Georgia folks, and can just flat out fling it everywhere. And so I agree with you. I want to see when he has his full complement of receivers with Edwards and Samuel, if he can fling it around a little bit. But I still have my doubts. I'm with you on that.
I agree, and I think any quarterback would struggle after losing Deebo Samuel. I think the thing is, he looks like a guy that is capable of doing what his coordinators want him to do. And, you know, Connor Shaw was a guy who was capable of that, but he was capable of going off script or doing whatever it took to make it happen. And don't get me wrong, Bentley plays extremely hard. He plays a lot of emotion. You know, he's a hometown kid from the upstate, so I'm happy for him. But I don't think he's been the it factor, really, in any of the games so far. So we'll see. I mean, he's still just a sophomore. You know, he's still a young player.
Visiting with Fletcher Anderson, and our final question for you here on Big Thursday. You mentioned everything's out in front of Clemson. For South Carolina, similar thing. 5-2 right now. They still have Georgia. I know it's on the road. They still have Florida. If you look at the SEC East standings, they're behind Kentucky and Georgia, but right there with Florida. Tennessee's a non-factor. Vandy and Missouri, non-factors in the league. What is a realistic ceiling in the last 5 games for South Carolina? Could they get to 9? I mean, 9-3. Obviously, they got to play Clemson too, but what's your sense on how far this Gamecock team can go?
I hadn't broken down all the remaining games, but if South Carolina can get to 9-3, I mean, that's still, I don't care if a lot of the teams they play, like Tennessee and all that, are down or whatever. You still got a win over NC State in your pocket, which I think is going to be probably the best win they have by the end of the year. You know, if they keep it respectable against Clemson or, you know, play Clemson tough, who knows? Might be able to beat Clemson. I think 9-3. I'm feeling good about it. And the weird thing is, if I'm a Clemson fan, which I am, I'm feeling good about that too. Because I think they're a pretty bad 9-3 team at the end of the season, even if they get to 9-3.
That sets up such a great offseason for us, too, of, you know, sort of delusion from the Gamecocks, which we love. Fletcher,
well,
thanks so much.
Let's face it.
Go ahead.
They've been low on the radar the last couple of years, and you don't hear from them much, but they got a little something to crow about, I think. We'll see. They get to 9-3.
I like it. Hey, tell us what's going on with Nationwide Insurance in Central. I know you guys get busy this time of year.
Well, I just mentioned this. You know, a lot of folks, there's a lot of new construction going on in the upstate, a lot of people building homes. We're actually just started building a home. One thing, very simple policy, a lot of people never heard of, is builder's risk insurance. And so if you're building a home, you'll probably get a week or two out from about to break ground, and your builder's going to say, hey, by the way, you need to get your builder's risk policy in place. And it literally takes like a 15-minute phone call. I can get it issued for you. They'll mail you the bill. It's very clean, very easy. There's really not competitive rates in that market. It just kind of is what it is. So if you think you could tolerate me as your agent, I'd be happy to write that policy for you, because a lot of companies don't do it or don't have access to it. We'd be happy to help you.
Thanks so much, Fletcher. Always enjoy visiting with you, even when it's remotely like this via phone. We appreciate you taking time to be with us. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the bye week in the state.
Thanks, Clark. See ya.
All right, thanks very much, Fletcher Anderson from Nationwide Insurance in Central. Short break. Before we go to that, this hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Crude LED. KRUTLED.com is a website. If you're a business owner like Eddie Bennett and you don't care about spending money, then you're a bad business, or rather saving money. You're a bad business owner. You need to probably sell your business to somebody who knows how to manage it. Bennett Equipment hasn't opened up a third location here in Westminster in the Seneca area here in Oconee County because they're not concerned with how to lower costs, to be more efficient with the things that they've been blessed with. Crude LED helps you do that. If you're a Duke Energy customer, you go to the website, krutled.com. You go through a very simple process to verify that you are, in fact, who you say you are, a Duke Energy customer, and they give you upfront rebates on LED light fixtures and lighting instruments. So whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, parking pole light fixtures, 6-inch down lights, whatever it is, they're going to give you that upfront rebate that you need to basically push you over the edge and make you an LED lighting connoisseur. You're going to want that, because if you take away that upfront cost impediment, there's really no reason not to have LED lighting in your business. It makes you more productive. It'll improve morale. It'll improve the security of your business. KRUTLED.com, KRUTLED.com. Short break. We'll come back more on the college football scene as we're kind of in the halfway point. Some things that are surprising. We'll kind of set the table for you on what we might see in the next half of the season. Coming up next, live from Bennett Equipment and Supply, 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. We'll be here till 3. They'll be here till 5. Come hang out with us. All kinds of great stuff going on here, and more to come out of bounds in just a moment.
Head to Bojangles for 5 hearty meals, just $5 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Tailgating Clemson style.